Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am joined by my friend Quinn on Team Talk.
Hi there.
Hello. So, I was just about to say, so Winamp's going away.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Either that or Microsoft's going to buy it.
Huh. That would be interesting. Wonder what they would do with it.
I don't. It's debatable whether or not they could really do any damage at this particular point in time.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe they want to. I want to, like, I don't know. The thought popped in my head, like, what is the state of Shoutcast, really?
Maybe it's definitely still viable.
I agree. I wonder if maybe they want to add, like, internet radio to, like, the X-Bone and stuff like that.
Yeah, it could be a well-timed strategic business decision.
Yeah. So,
I mean, people have complained about the lack of music support on it.
Hmm. Let's see if it was so yes, I got the X-Bone. X-Bone will join X-Bones Anonymous, and let's see if it listens to me at all today. Xbox. Watch TV. It's not turning on the TV. I turned it on.
Check the Team Talk messages.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Something's happening. I guess not. TV? It doesn't like picking up my TV signal anymore.
Huh.
It worked last night. Oh, well. Who wants to watch TV anyway? Xbox, go to Killer Instinct.
This is kind of interesting because you're having all these problems we have not
just,
yet experienced.
Mine didn't come with the voice features, I think, is the problem.
Weird.
Xbox. Go to Killer Instinct. I can't speak. That's the problem, too. Play Killer Instinct? Go to Killer Instinct. What the heck? That's interesting. It's paused from when I was playing it at my friend's house. Well, that's a plus for Hyper-V right there.
Yeah.
That's actually really freaking cool, I think. That's awesome. It paused the freaking game. Like,
is that what they're using Hyper-V for on that platform?
Well, technically, yeah. I mean, they're running a hypervisor. They didn't say what it was, but I mean, it's Microsoft's product running a hypervisor. It's going to be a Hyper-V based technology.
It's very far, yeah.
You know, it's not going to be running Zen. You know.
I'm just looking forward to see how long it takes people to figure out how to root this thing and get it to run mainline software.
I know, right?
It's because it's x86-64.
Yeah. I want to... So how do I make it actually close a game? I want it to, like, start the game over.
Xbox, go home. then have it start something else, and then start what you originally wanted to start.
Xbox, go home. Settings.
There you go. Settings is an app.
Settings. Go to settings. It gave up. Xbox, go to settings.
You needed to prefix it.
There we go. Well, because it says stop listening. Xbox, stop listening. Because it says just to... okay, maybe that's my problem, is I don't talk to it correctly.
There is actually, I don't know if you've seen it yet, there is a freely downloadable on-device speech tutorial app. I have not yet tried it, but I've heard from Gizmodo that it's actually apparently a pretty useful thing to check out.
All right, so let's add Quinn. How do I do that? Friends.
I'm not sure how to do it. I haven't done it yet.
I wonder, can I text or speech to text on this thing?
That would be easier. I don't believe so. Apparently that's been one of the gripes.
Okay, let's see. Quinn Ebert. I don't know if that's you. I'll assume it is.
That should be. I'm the only Quinn Ebert that shows up on Google, so I'm going to guess it's me.
Quinn Ebert will appear in your feed and friends list. Now it's easier to find them. See what they're up to and invite them to... Quinn, you are now them.
I am a group of people.
Yes.
See, now it's justifying me using we all the time. It's enabling me.
All right. Supposedly, I added you. Let's go home.
Well, we'll see what happens when I get back downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
We're done here.
All right. Oh, see, it just resumed the game anyway. Let's just go to the main menu at least. I was hoping to have, going to allude to was today's going to be sort of a shorter show, which is why I don't feel like continuing Batman. Also, considering Arkham Origins is sort of a Christmas game, to push it further to Christmas is better, maybe. I don't know. Because it takes place around Christmas time in the game, which is kind of funny. Yeah. So, yes, the Xbox One, a Killer Instinct. 17 freaking years, and finally, we can play Killer Instinct again. So... if you maybe try turning yourself up a little, because for me it sounds like you're a little drowned out by everything else going on, and I don't want to have to turn everything down halfway.
Well, you know how this setup works.
I know.
Too quiet or way too freaking loud. Hopefully that's a little bit better. It looks like it is.
Okay. So, Killer Instinct, yes. Let's local play. So my problem with Killer Instinct, and maybe I just suck, but I don't think that's the case, because Rob and I were both playing it and having the same problem, and he's pretty good at fighting games too. Better than me, except for Smash Brothers, who are always kind of equal. But, nice. Yes, bask in the glory of a new Killer Instinct soundtrack. Let's go to practice.
Welcome.
Let's see, we got Jago, we got Orchid, Saberwolf. Saberwolf's been working out the best for me because his moves lend themselves better to the frustrations I'm having with the Xbox One controller. So it's kind of
apparently I can manage my friends list from the device, so if you want to send me your username,
Oh, won't you like see it that I added you? I guess not, huh?
It's not in the smart glass.
Now. Okay, that's my AIM screen name. I'll type it in the.
Thank you.
At least that's what it should be. Saberwolf versus Saberwolf in practice mode, where the other one won't do anything and I can just practice combos.
Ready. Fight. Hyper. Oh. Beastly combo.
Hooray. So, killer instinct. Yay! Oh, I overloaded. 14 hit combo. There we go, 16 hit. Let's try this now. Oh, I overloaded again. Oh, I ended the combo prematurely. Well, let's just go. This sounds kind of boring. Let's see if I'll fight the computer. Let's see. All right. Local play. Survival mode. Beginner. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Come back. There we go.
Sub-Zero.
All right. Let's see. I'm gonna turn this up for fun.
Fight on.
It's a very meaty sounding game.
No kidding.
All right.
I played with it for about 5 minutes the other day.
In the ton raps web concha.
Fight! Lockout! Extreme combo!
All right, I got our first life bar down. Oh, she blocked my move. I can't
find it.
All right, take that. Oh, she blocked me again.
Monster!
Okay, here we go. Ultra combo. Yes! This game is epic.
The pricing model is weird, though.
Yeah. I don't care. It's Killer Instinct, though. They did a pretty good... Yeah. It feels like Killer Instinct, so I'm happy. It's like when you land a big combo, it's so satisfying. Or whenever you hit like a combo breaker, or if you counter breaker someone, so you kill their combo breaker. It's so cool. Mm. Also, I'm gonna see if the problem is I didn't take enough damage, to build up my instinct mode. But like you could use the instinct mode to cancel your ultra and restart it. So you could do like double ultras. The other saber wolf. Alright. It's a very satisfying sounding game.
Yes.
It's just one of those really good sounding games. I'm so glad they got like all like the audio people and like the announcer guy from the original and the composer from the original. And it's even like the little things. I mean, some people are, I mean, I know there's like, there's not a lot to the game right now. And I'm like, I'm really hopeful that it like it does well and they stick with it and like release a lot more stuff. But it's like they even like some of the little touches even are really cool. Like when you go up and down through the menu, it plays the theme song with each time you move through the menu. I don't know if you noticed that.
Run that by me again.
Here, I can't pull it. Okay, I'm fighting Glacius. So you go in the menu, listen. It plays the theme song just navigating through the menu.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was like, it's the little touches like that to me make this like so much better. You know? Yeah. Because it's just so satisfying. So, let's look at my command list. Let's see. Overpower, backwards, and fierce punch. My throw. Let's see. Special move. Ragged edge. Run. Hamstring. Jumping slash. Running uppercut. Eclipse. Combo openers. Ragged edge. Hamstring. Just shadow. Yeah. So, okay. So, the uppercut... Right, the uppercut's not an opener. Blinkers, jumping slash, hamstring, ragged edge, or linkers. Enders, the uppercut's a cool ender. Eclipse, shadow eclipse. Okay. Shadow moves. Shadow jumping slash. Oh, yeah, with the kick, right? I don't think I've actually ever done the shadow kick. And his ultra. Okay. versus Saberwolf versus Glacius. Here we go. Glacius is pretty crazy because he can like range you. I'm hitting him with lots of short combos. Ugh. He keeps blocking and like moving. He's trying to keep himself range. Oh, he hit me with a freaking ice ball, fireball thing. Hit him with the uppercut. He seems to be continuing to fall for the uppercut. There we go. He counter hits everything I do. I can't attack him. You want to just keep blocking me? I'll just keep throwing you over and over. Adjust to that. No! Okay. Jago. Let's see. Maybe once I fight, maybe we'll fight all the characters. And then maybe I'll try Thunder for Glacius, I like. All right. Loading. Still loading. Aha. Holy crap! Once again, I can't hit him anymore. Ugh. Oh my god. Get my ass kicked. Oh. Double Ultra! There we go. 67 hits.
Jeez, nice.
Double Ultra. How cool is that? All right. So I think once it loads, we'll go back and try Chief Thunder, maybe. He's really cool. Even though it's really hard to play him with this controller. For me, I don't know. Maybe I just suck.
Fight on!
Try practice first.
Fight on. Waku Nai at the moment. Ready. Fight.
Go to the. There we go. I'm changing the practice options here. Thunder to me, I think, is like Thunder doing badass combos on someone is, I think, the best sounding of the game.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Let's try. I'm trying to learn his moves a little bit again. All right, so that's that move. Triple axe, call the earth, and an ankle slicer. Oh, you're right, the uppercut. I forgot about the uppercut.
Triple.
Okay. Let's see. I see. Okay. Throw you over there. Let's try playing as him for a little bit now.
Fight on!
Okay. Here we go.
Yinditon Rap Sueb Kong Chan.
I keep throwing her back and forth with my combo. Doing short but painful combos for a fair amount of damage. I always hit the wrong move to try to break their combo. Says thank you for the battle.
Supreme victory!
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Let's see, maybe we'll play one more match with him, then we'll try play as Glacius for a couple of matches, and then maybe we'll try Forza Motorsport.
I was going to say I saw that in your list. Oh, did you look at that link I put in there?
Not yet. I'll check it out later.
That's what your activity feed looks like on iOS Smart Glass.
Oh, really? If not yet, yep.
Target spotted.
Oh wow.
He should be quick. Ready.
Jesus.
Whoa. Ooh, that looked painful. I hit her with a triple axe and knocked her into the wall. I wasted my instinct mode. Shooting at me. Oh my god. Alright. Well, I win. Oh, ultra for me. The only problem with this is like you can only access the menu to do something. While a fight isn't, engaged. So I have to wait for it to load, and start a fight so that I can go back to the menu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, that kind of makes sense.
Fight on!
Which is kind of silly.
Well, you can kind of, I guess you can kind of understand why they would do that.
Yeah.
Well, ready. Fight!
Alright, let's try Glacius. I'm gonna just go right into survival.
Welcome.
Where's Glacius?
Glacius!
Versus Glacius, that's wonderful.
Fight on!
Alright, here we go. Let's see. He's got similar moves to Thunder, sort of. Where's Cold Shoulder? Down. Isn't that what I was doing? Really? That's BS. Why am I getting a lockout? What do you? Come on. Well, I'm losing. It's my phone. Who could this be?
Dear.
Hello? Hey, what's up? Yeah, if you want to swing by here like now, that'd be good. And then we'll head over there. Because I want to get there like by 7. Because it's Survivor Series. Bye, man. I'll see you in a little bit. Alright, bye. Okay, back to killing. That was Rob.
Ah.
He's coming by, and then we're gonna go see the pay-per-view, and Pete's gonna meet us there.
Fair enough.
Alright, let's see. So, back to I was getting my butt kicked. Oh no, wait! Everything I do. I don't know what my move is. Okay. Come on, you punk. Oh, don't be a jerk. Oh, well, it's over. Oh, well. Okay. Who will we fight now? Uh-oh, Orchid. Let's see what happens. Taking its sweet time to load there.
Fight
it on. It took its sweet time to load the loading screen.
Wow. That's special.
That's the problem, is they load like the characters into the loading screen and then they load like the fight. Why can't they just load it all at once?
Yeah, it is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Target spotted.
Or if we got a copy of Rise along with this our, quick.
No! Stop it! Whoa! I think not! Wasted a shadow move.
Hyper combo!
to do that. Trying to figure out how to do a double ultra with him, but I missed and didn't, and it just ended the combo. So,
huh?
Sub-Zero.
Well, let's try this game. Loading.
I understand that one of the editions of Forza 5 comes with a jacket. I saw that earlier today and I was just flabbergasted.
That's funny.
A goddamn jacket.
Yes.
The Message Center keeps you up to date on the goings-on in the world of Forza Motorsport.
Thank you.
Watch for messages relating to paint jobs you've uploaded and your drive-a-tons
winnings.
Please
let me continue. Thank you. All right. Let's try, let's try career mode. Okay, league select. So, let's see, let's try, this one.
Today's event takes place in sunny California at Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca, which takes its name from the dry lagoon the track was built over.
Let's see how horrible I am at this, and how like not reflective of reality the cars in this game are.
All I know is that I saw that that thing has head tracking, and it looked really cool.
The what?
It apparently has head tracking with a Kinect.
Interesting.
So if you enable it, what will basically happen is that you, as you move your head around rotationally, it will change the direction of point of view of the camera.
That'll be interesting. I wonder where that feature is.
It's in the settings for what I saw.
Huh. Maybe I just never noticed if it's enabled, or is it not enabled by
default? I'm guessing that they disable it by default, because from what I saw, it was a little bit disorienting if you weren't expecting it to be enabled.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't do anything right now. Alright, here we go. Chasing ugly Mazdas. Oh, that's nice. He hit me. That's very nice. That's nice. Nice race driving. Good God. I can't even... This is, like, worthless. I can't even... Ah. Let's try it. Yeah, that's a useless feature because it's inaccurate. It doesn't aim in the right direction. Alright, so this is just a total botch. I think I need to adjust these assist settings because they're just screwing me up. Let's see, assists. Let's try that. I don't want it to do too much crap for me. I want to be able to control the friggin' car. Alright. Here we go. I'm driving the 2011 BMW 1M, by the way, which is not very different from my real car, quite frankly. Wow. Actually, my car is probably faster than this 1M. But the 1M probably handles better, because it's smaller. Some guy hit me again. These people are very violent. Frickin' Mazda drivers. Because they know if they don't keep trying to physically harass me, that I'll just, like, drive past them.
Yes.
Oh, it's this guy tried to slam on his brakes on me.
Whoa, that's unusual for a racing game AI.
Well, it was on a turn, but...
It
seemed excessive to me. Take that!
Oops. It's
what you get, stupid Mazdas.
Zoom, zoom.
Ah! Wow, this guy totally screwed me. Three of them crashed into me from behind and pushed me, like, into the dirt. I need a tame racing driver. Okay. That's an Audi? What the hell is that? It looks like a Golf.
Maybe a little
bit outclassed. Hey. There is no Audi in existence that outclasses a BMW, so... Screw Audi. Audi sucks.
I thought you said a Golf.
It's Volkswagen owns Audi. And I don't have a problem with the Volkswagen. It's like a half-price Audi, which makes it worthwhile. All right, I am just not... I'm not gonna win, that's for certain, at this point. I'm in 6th out of 16th place.
Huh.
Some guy tried to pass me, but I blocked him.
Weren't having it.
Ugh, I can't. There's no way I'm gonna. I don't even think I can get to third place. This is, like, ridiculous. Oh my God. Damn these people. And their unrealistic driving. Alright, fifth place. Yes. Take that, fourth place. I gotta get in third, and I think I get still the same amount of points.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Alright, we're still, I think, we got one more lap to go, I think. Alright. It's like, these cars seem unrealistically slow to me. Like, we're taking these turns at 40. I don't know. I guess there's no accounting for scale against reality in these things. Like, it just doesn't look correct to me. Like, the speeds you're going and the handling. Like, I've seen...
Does it play slowly like a GT game?
I don't know. Like... I have a problem with a lot of the physics in this game, honestly. They don't make sense to me. I don't know. Maybe... I've never played a Forza game before, or...
Because Gran Turismo always played exceedingly slowly.
I played that, like, prologue on PlayStation 3, and I didn't really have a problem with that. I thought it was relatively... at least as far as the speed goes, not necessarily the handling, I thought it was all right. I don't remember... this one, to me, it just... Like, it doesn't feel right to me. Maybe it's just because I know exactly how this car is supposed to drive in real life, and it doesn't make sense to me what happens in the game. Well, I'm in fourth place, so fuck it, I lose. Either way, this is not that entertaining because I don't understand the physics behind this. They don't make sense to me at all against reality. And, like, the upgrades and tuning and stuff, like, it doesn't, like, I got points and I upgraded the car to, like, it's an like 600 horsepower. Like, I'm sorry, but you're not going to upgrade that engine to that amount of power without, like, boring out the cylinders or something and getting more displacement or something. I don't even know. Like, you certainly wouldn't drive it on a road, that's for sure, I guess. That's the difference, but... I mean, it's kind of entertaining. Anytime Jeremy Clarkson is narrating something is entertaining instead of the lady from the game, that's kind of funny. Because I got some kind of deal with Top Gear in this, I guess.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Well, that's kind of neat. So, anyway, I think that's about it for us today, because we have to run and go watch pay-per-view. So...
Enjoy.
Yes. Anyway, Killer Instinct is really cool, despite the controller problems. And hopefully there'll be more cool things to come with this thing, except besides Killer Instinct. So we'll see. And,
they've only had, 3 days to try and work it out, so...
Yeah. Yeah. So, turn that thing off. Alright. So, yes, that's it for us.